Loop Guru, audiobook edition excerpt. I don't even know if I'm alive or dead. Maybe I'm still asleep. The headache was back before I went to bed, the same deep ache behind my eyes that had been visiting me more often lately. It hurt enough that I barely noticed the loons calling across the lake anymore, except for one. One loon just wouldn't stop. It called again and again until the sound stopped being a bird altogether. Somewhere between waking and sleep, it became my own name drifting over the black water, soothing me and lulling me to sleep at the same time. Now my eyes are open. I know they're open because I can see the moonlight spilling through the cabin window and stretching across the floorboards. I have to be awake because I can feel the weight and warmth of the wool blankets, the rough cotton of the sheets against my legs, and the steady thud of my heart inside my chest. But I can't move. I can't move my hands. My legs won't follow my orders to move no matter how hard I try. Even my head is frozen in place. What is going on? I try to suck in a deeper breath, but my body will not respond. I even try to shout and curse. I try to make any sound at all. My chest strains against the unseeing weight pressing down on it. I try with all my might, but my mouth just won't open. Panic rises through me in slow, cold waves as I realize I am no longer in control of my body. I think I'm paralyzed. Then something changes. The room isn't empty anymore. I can feel it. I don't hear it come in. I don't see it cross the floor. One moment, the corner beside the bedroom door is nothing but darkness, and the next, there is a shape standing inside it, just standing there, waiting. I feel a surge of fear spill inside my body, and the cold pours through me all at once, the way lake water does when you fall through the ice. It is darker than the shadows around it, as though the darkness itself has gathered into the outline of something alive. I can't make out a face. I can't even tell where its body begins and the night ends. I only know it's looking at me, watching me, not making a move. I try to convince myself I'm in a nightmare and to just breathe normally and I'll wake up. Then the air in the room feels suddenly colder. Not like the temperature dropped, but a humid, unnatural death cold. The familiar smells of pine, old wood, and wood smoke, everything familiar to me, disappears beneath the faint odor of wet earth and something sour that reminds me of leaves rotting beneath spring flood water. My heart pounds so hard I can feel it in my ears, yet the shape doesn't move. It doesn't need to move, because it knows that I can't move. Get a hold of yourself, Dan. Get a hold of yourself. The words loop through my head like a record player that's already losing its power. Campfire. Is that what I smell? Wood smoke drifting through the cabin, familiar enough to make me think I must be imagining the rest of it. But there was something underneath it. Something cloyingly sweet, thick enough to coat the back of my throat. Not really flowers, not pine sap. No, it smells like decay trying to disguise itself. My stomach lurches and I fight to control it. The corner is holding on to the darkness. The thing in the corner is just as dark. It's the only a shadow lying over another shadow. That's all it is. That's all it can be. My heart is pounding so hard I can hear the thump in my ears, in my teeth, and in the hollow of my throat. Every beat seems to shake the mattress beneath me. I try to lift an arm. Nothing. I try to move my legs. Still nothing. I force every ounce of strength I have toward opening my mouth, but my jaw won't obey me. I can't scream. I can't even gasp. Then something scrapes softly across the top of the nightstand. The sound is so small it shouldn't matter, but it does. My other senses are on hyperdrive. I drag my eyes towards it, and it's there, so close that if I can move an inch, my face would almost touch it. I don't know how it crossed the room. I never saw it move. One moment the space beside my bed was empty, and the next it wasn't, as though it had simply decided to exist there. Its face hangs over mine. It's too long. Too thin. It's just wrong. The skin is stretched impossibly tight across a shape that doesn't look entirely human. Pale old candle wax. There are no eyes, no nose, no mouth. Just smooth flesh where a face should be, as though someone had begun carving a person from bone and forgotten the most important parts. It doesn't breathe. It doesn't tremble. It simply hovers there in absolute silence, studying me with an attention so complete it feels like fingers moving through my thoughts. I can feel what it wants. I can't hear it, can't see it, but I can feel it. The way you feel the heat of a fire before the flames touch your skin. The way you know lightning is about to strike before the thunder reaches you. It isn't angry, and I don't think it's hungry. That would have made sense to me, but this is something colder, older. It is measuring me, weighing me, deciding whether I am worth taking. And somehow, lying there unable to move, I know with absolute certainty that whatever decision it makes, I won't have any say in it. Please, no. Please go away. The words repeat in my head until it doesn't even sound like words anymore. A hand rises slowly over the edge of the bed. It doesn't lunge at me like you would see in the horror movie. It doesn't hurry. Its long fingers unfold one by one, each joint bending in ways that make my stomach twist into a knot. Because there are too many of them. Too many knuckles. Too much hand. The skin is pale and tight like its face, stretched over something that doesn't belong in this world. Then it reaches for my face. The heat is unbearable now. It isn't just hot anymore. It has become something I can see, shimmering in the air like waves above a summer road. It has a sound, too. A low, endless hum vibrating through the back of my jaw and into my teeth. Every instinct I have is screaming at me to move. But I can't. I throw everything I have at my own body. Every muscle strains. Every tendon burns. It feels as though I'm trying to lift a mountain with my heartbeat alone, but nothing answers. My body isn't mine anymore. The fingers drift closer. First an inch, then less than an inch. And I know. I don't think. I know, with a certainty, that reaches deeper than reason, deeper than any memory, all the way into whatever part of me makes me, that if those fingers touch my face, something will be taken from me that I can never be returned. Not flesh, not blood, something far worse. Then it breaks. I don't know how else to describe it. Reality simply breaks. A sound tears through the room. Not loud, but enormous, as though the sky itself has cracked open somewhere beyond the walls of the cabin. Before I can understand it, light slams into me from every direction at once. White. Absolute. It drives through my eyes and straight into my skull. The next thing I know, I'm on the floor. Both hands are buried in the braided rug so hard my fingernails ache. My chest heaves against the boards beneath me, and a noise is pouring out of my throat that I've never heard before. Somewhere between a sob, a gag, and the sound of an animal makes after escaping a trap.